listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene Hilton. Greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. We're honored to be here with you. And we got some wonderful people here with us today as well. Not only my precious wife, Donna, but we got Miss Margie Swaney with us today. And we also have Melanie McClure with us. And so we're honored to have them with us today. And we're going to talk about, again, about manifestations. And we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And so we're honored to be here with you every Saturday. And there's a lot to talk about. And you get going. And every time we get off the radio, I say, I wish we had another 45 minutes or so, because you got so much that God wants to have us said to help people out. So I just feel today is a special time. And if you notice, you're watching by Facebook, I put on a tallit at my wife's request. And you know, there's a thing on the bottom of these that are called the tzitzits. And Jesus had a tallit all the time. And a lot of people came out and touched the hem of his garment. And I think about the woman with the issue of blood. Yeah. She grabbed his tzitzit, and what happened? Immediately she was healed of her infirmity. So if you're listening today and you got something wrong, just press in with the Lord and know that he's more than able. Don and I have need, and I've just got to continue to trust the Lord, and he's going to take you through it. And so we're going to talk about some things in the Spirit, because we know that the Spirit of the Lord will conquer and overcome anything whatsoever. It will. The anointing will destroy the yoke that's on our lives in any way, shape, or form. So we've got to look to that. So we're honored to be here with you. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And we've mentioned many times that this program is not free. It takes money to keep us on the air. Some precious person already paid another week again for us this month. So if you're led to do that, to help us out, it's $165 for every program. So we'll be honored to receive that, and you'll be blessed by the Lord as well. So if you want to do that, you can, or just give us an offering. We offer CDs. If you just like a CD of the teaching that we're going to do with four people here, well, you're welcome to receive that. And all we ask for is a love offering in that case as well. And mail it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And our zip there is 34995. So we're honored to be here with you. And I want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey. What do you think, Pastor Donna? Over on Andros Island in the Bahamas, our sister church on Andros Island in the Bahamas. We love them so much. And so they've just been an inspiration to us. They pray for us all the time. We know that. And we pray for them. And so we're so honored that they're part of us and we're part of them. So we want to greet you. And we hope you enjoy the program as well, because we love you both very much, and we want the very best for your ministry over there as well. So hallelujah, we're going to talk about manifestations. That's what we want to talk about. And you know, here we are, Pentecost is here. And so great things happen. You know, some people even think that Pentecost is when the catching away of the church will be. Now, I haven't discovered that in my teaching, but who knows? We could all be wrong, couldn't we, huh? You know, I think when we get to heaven, we all think we know everything, but we don't. Only God does. He'll say, well, Gene, you were right on that. Oh, you were wrong on this one. Oh, you were right on that one. You were wrong on this one. So we got to remember that he has all the answers, not us. And so we ask the question sometimes when we go to meetings and we wonder, like Don and I was watching TV last couple of nights with Benny Hinn and the miracles on the stage, you know, and people, some people just question. You look out in the audience when they have the camera out there, some people just have blank looks on their face, like, well, what's going on? Or they don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, we just have to open our hearts. And if we believe, that's what the Bible says, only believe and you shall receive. And so we want you to know that as well. And so we're going to talk about some things in the scripture that reveals it in a great way. And I'm going to open up with one thing and what I wanted to read, and we'll go from there as well. So we're honored to be here with you again today.
Hello. Barbara?
Thank you,
hello,
Lord.
Hello, Barbara?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, well, I have a lot of static, so I guess I can't pick you up.
Sorry for that. That took a little bit of time.
That was Barbara Briggs.
Okay.
She's an
calling,
awesome woman.
She's
of God.
Calling to pray for us.
And she prays for us. And we just thank the Lord for you, Barbara Briggs. I tried to get you online live with us, but couldn't get it. I had a lot of static. But anyways, we do want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey and all those out there that are listening, Daryl and Judy and others that are in other places,
in other
states.
Up in the Carolinas.
And yes, Roscoe and Audrey's in Bahamas on Andros Island, building a church, a temple of God. So we continue to keep them in prayer and thank the Lord for them and the ministry that they're doing there. And we just give glory to God. Amen. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Pastor Gene.
That's all right.
I thought we could bring her on there, but because she's an awesome woman of God. I'd also like to bring on a couple people from Israel, but I haven't been able. I'll have to figure out how to do it, you know, on Facebook Live. So praise God. God is so good. And you mentioned about the offering that we got, $165 to cover 1 week. Well, we actually have 5 weeks, I believe, this month.
This month, right. Five Saturdays.
So if anybody else would like to cover another couple weeks, that would be wonderful. Or just add to it, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Did you give them the address?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to give the phone number, and we'll start sharing the word of God, because this is Pentecost.
That's right.
We've already counted up the 50. Mm-hmm. The Omar is full, and so this is the Pentecost. It's when the Spirit of God was poured out in the upper room on 120 people, men
Hallelujah.
And women.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And they all began to speak with tongues of fire. Amen. Declaring the wonderful works of God in that upper room in Jerusalem. So the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. If you'd like to give us a call. Also want to mention that we do have Shabbat this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Alliance Church, and that's at 445 Southeast Osceola Street.
Yes.
So come by and celebrate Pentecost with us today.
Amen.
At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m., right. So we're glad to be here with you. But anyway, you know, I was thinking this morning, and I thought about these scriptures. It's in the First Covenant. It's over in 1 Samuel chapter 19. But I was thinking about this. You know, there's a, when you're, and Donna's been watching Benny Hinn on at night, late on TV. And when people come up on the stage and he prays for them, the people that come with them, because they're in the presence, mm-hmm. the anointing is there, even though they're not being prayed for directly, they have things happen to them as well. And so this is proof of it right here. So this is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to take you to 1 Samuel 19. I'm going to read a few verses here, and we'll let the Lord take it from here. So remember, you know, God does a lot of strange things with people that we don't know what's going on in their heart or anything, but he does. But we don't want to run around looking just for manifestations, do we? Who are we looking for? We want to experience Jesus Christ in our life, Yeshua, in the fullness of what he'd have for us. All right, this is in 1 Samuel 19. I'm going to start in verse 18. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as appointed over them. The Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. So they got in the presence of God and all, and what happened? It jumped on them as well. And look at the rest of this. And it when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. They went also to Ramah and came to a great well that is in Sakua, and he asked and said, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah." And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until they came to Naoth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner. It even hit King Saul. See, and he lost his anointing, didn't he? But when he was in the presence of God, it came on. And what talks about his clothes doesn't mean he was naked. He took off his shirt and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore, they say, it's Saul also among the prophets. So I think it's amazing. So there's a manifestation that happened in the presence of God. So wherever he's at, things are going to happen, right? All right. That's what I want to open up with. So we got a lot of things we can talk about. And I was thinking about one thing Donna mentioned last week, was you were going to talk about a little bit, and I'm sure Melanie's got some things to say, and so does Margie, but you were talking about being drunk in the Spirit. We hear that term all the time in the charismatic and Pentecostal movement. Are we really drunk? Are we drinking something to make us drunk? No. We're so filled with the Holy Ghost that we're out of control. You know, he wants to get out of control. He wants to be in control. So I just release this whole time to you, Lord. Bless those that are listening. If there's something that they need to have a touch, a healing, whatever it may be, an encouragement, they're in the presence right now with us on this program. The presence, the anointing is here to have that accomplished. So we release that in the name above all names, in the name of our Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for it. Amen. Accomplished.
Well, you talked about being drunk in the Spirit. I'm right here in Acts chapter 2 where a bunch of people, mocked. They really mocked the Holy Ghost. And that's one thing that you need to share, because the Bible says, Jesus says, if you come against the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that won't be forgiven. What? In this
life or the one to come?
On the one to come. But it says over here in Acts chapter 2, it says, then they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. So they're saying that they were drunk.
That's right.
They were drunk, but they weren't drunk by drinking alcohol.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
At 9 a.m. No, they were filled with the
Holy
Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Ghost.
They were filled with the Holy Rabbi. Ghost. Amen. Mm. Amen. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, here's your word drunk,
as you suppose,
as you all suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, which you said is 9 a.m. But this is that, what? But you were talking about the prophet.
Yeah.
This is that. You might want to go over there to Joel, because the New Testament brings forth everything that's in the Old Testament. That's why, you don't like the word Old Testament, but everything that was in the First Testament. Because I tore that page out that goes between the what you would call the Old Testament and the New Testament, because it continues. Mm-hmm. It continues. Because the prophet Joel spoke, and it says here the very same thing, almost the same words that's over there in Joel, mm-hmm. Chapter 2, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. We're in the last days, saith God.
Yeah.
I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So they're going to prophesy. They're going to speak with new tongues. And your young men shall see what? Visions. People will see visions of the last days, things that are going to happen. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. So people will hear the voice of the Lord and speak forth a prophetic word. Amen. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. I'm thinking about all the floods that are going on right now. All the floods that are going on right now out in the Midwest. Now, I had a dream. I didn't bring it with me.
Quite a few years ago.
And I saw the Missouri River flooding over into the Mississippi. And I saw Omaha underwater. and I saw fields of grain destroyed.
And that's happening right
and
now.
And that is happening right now.
Yeah.
And that happened, started in the month of May, right? I believe.
So that's a manifestation of the Spirit was revealed to you.
That was in a dream.
In a dream. That was in a happening dream. In the future, yes.
And I also, many years ago, I said, the Lord spoke to me one day and he said, people want to laugh. People want to have wonderful, want to have fun with the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Ghost is not just to have fun with and to play with, which That's is right. what a lot of people do.
You got it.
It is a manifestation of God's power. And so when you have dreams and you have visions, I also had a dream that it was a prophetic word, and I wrote it down. I had a prophetic word that it said that in the month of May that many people would cry, many people would weep, you know. And but nobody wants to cry. Nobody wants to cry for the lost. People want to go to a joyful, happy, which is good. We need to have joy in the Lord. We need to be happy. Joy only comes from the Lord. Happiness comes from things that happened in your life. But how many people are weeping over the things that are happening? If it's not happening to you, a lot of times you don't weep. I mean, if you lose your house or your house is underwater, you're going to be crying. You're going to have sorrow. But how many of the church is actually weeping for the body of Christ and for the Lord to come back and to return? Because he said he's going to come back for those that are looking for him. And so there's many people hurting, not only in this country, but throughout the world. There are people dying and suffering for the name of Christ. And so there has to be that groaning. See, that groaning is only going to come by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's not something you can work up.
Nope.
No. So they were making fun. They were making fun of the Holy Ghost. And what's it say about making fun of the Holy Ghost, Pastor Gene?
Says if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, Jesus said this, didn't he? It will not be forgiven in this life or the one to come. So we better walk on shells when we talk about it. You know, people go to meetings, and we talked about that last week a little bit. Instead of trying to ask God to show them what's going on, the truth of it, they're suspicious instead. And this is how a lot of false thoughts come about different things, and things are said. And so we don't want that to happen. So we have to turn it over to the Lord, let him do the work. He knows what every person needs. He knows the one that needs to laugh, the one that needs to cry, the one that needs to be stuck on the floor, whatever that manifestation may be, he knows. And so as we yield to what he's doing, well, then their lives will be changed. And so we've got a lot of proof in our lives of that that's happened with us as well. So, amen.
But when you receive the power and the pouring out of the Holy Ghost, you will speak in other tongues.
That's right.
That is the manifestation.
That's the proof of it.
The proof of not being born again, but being filled with the Holy Ghost.
It's all through the book of Acts.
Being filled with the new wine.
That's right.
Which won't make you drunk, but it will change your life.
That's right. All right. Who's next here? I got things to say.
All right. Okay, Melody. Well, speaking about changing your life, only through the Spirit of God can do that, Sister Donna.
That's
and
right.
And here we are at the most exciting time, getting ready to celebrate Pentecost, Shavuot, the giving of the Torah as well.
Yep.
The pouring out of the Spirit. We have, you know, the truth, and we have the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. So glad to be back with all of you, and such an exciting time and wonderful time to share part three of the manifestation. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. And just actually, you're going to need your Bible if you got one. If you got your phone, grab that too. Maybe some pencil, paper, and because we have a lot of scripture, we're going to journey through the Bible. And I know you don't want to miss any part of that. And also, Pastor Gene, is what you said too, is that we have to be Bereans.
That's
and
right.
It's not just
search
so
the
much,
scriptures.
Search the scriptures. Not so much what we say. You know, it's what the you know what the Lord is revealing to you through the scriptures. So
Amen.
It's very important, listeners, that you can hear what people are saying, but you go back, and that's why I say, grab that Bible, get the phone or whatever, write these things down so you can go back and search on the scriptures and see what God reveals to you that as well.
Amen.
Okay, so here we go. I have a part two question today, not only for us here, but also for our listeners. And here we go. And I'm going to unpack it a little bit with part one first. Well, how did the believers experience the Holy Spirit before Pentecost? Now, Sister Donna just shared to us what happened at Pentecost. So how was it experienced, Marge, in the Old Testament? How was the Holy Spirit experienced in the Old Testament? Part two of the question. Would this make a difference, Sister Donna, in your life today? by knowing that what about the Spirit of God in the Old Testament, knowing how it was experienced from the Old Testament new, will that all make a difference in your life as well today?
Sure it will.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. And just like Sister Donna said, it's not separated. It's together. And where do we find the Spirit of God moving? Right in Genesis.
That's
actually,
right.
Chapter one.
That's
in
right.
In the beginning. So it's so wonderful is that the Spirit of God is moving from Genesis to Revelations all through the Bible. And so if you have your Bibles, the phone, let's open up to Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to read 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
Yes.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, this is what I want you to listen to. And the Spirit of God moved from the face of waters.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was there before creation.
That's right.
Is that amazing? Okay, so also what I'd like to do is open up the Bibles again. We're going to go into Exodus chapter, we're going to go Exodus chapter 31.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a good one.
And this is in the Old Testament. And we're going to watch carefully how the Spirit of God moved on the people in the Old Testament. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I'm going to read from 1 to 6. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with what?
Spirit of God.
Spirit of God. In wisdom and understanding and knowledge in all manner of workmanship. Now, if you notice real carefully, it says in wisdom, understanding, and in knowledge. What are these? These are manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen? Amen. And this is what we're going to find in 1 Corinthians. Okay, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and in brass and cutting of stones to set them and carving of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. Okay, so you see what's happening here. The Spirit of God came on Bezalel for what? For what? For a service.
That's right.
To work. And it said, and I behold, I have given with him Aholiab, thank you, Lord, the son of Ahishamach of the tribe of Dan. And the hearts of all that were wise hearted that I have put wisdom that they make all that I have commanded them. So here we go. So the Spirit of God has come onto them, into their hearts to make them wise, to put wisdom in there. Because he has a service for them to do.
Amen.
Okay, so there we go. So now we know in Genesis the Spirit of God came upon what? The waters of the Lord. I mean, the waters there. And then also now we go into the Exodus, and now it's for the service of the work. The Spirit
right.
of God came on the service of the work. Okay, now let's go into Numbers, chapter 11, 16, verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men, the elders of Israel, and whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and the officers over them, and bring them into the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee, and I will come down, talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which was upon thee and put it upon them. Now, what you're seeing is a transference.
That's right.
Okay, and Moses,
That's
okay, because Moses couldn't do anymore. I mean, they just murmured and complained,
yeah.
and he couldn't do anymore. So what happens? The Lord comes down. He takes that Spirit of God from Moses, transfers it, and he puts it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with them, and they bear it not thyself alone. So here we go. He puts the Spirit of God upon the elders.
That's good.
So he doesn't have to do it by themselves. And we were never called to do it by ourselves.
Absolutely.
And see how God equips. Now again, we see for service. You know how he's put in the Spirit of God.
To do ministry, yes.
To do the ministry.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Numbers 24, verse 2, and Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents up according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God, what came upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, to like this one as well, in Numbers 27:18, and the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is a spirit, and lay thy hand upon him. And mm-hmm. it says, notice carefully, a man in whom is thy spirit.
Yes.
You get that? Mm-hmm. And then you jump into Deuteronomy 34:9, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit. What was he full of the spirit of? Another manifestation of wisdom.
That's right.
For Moses had laid hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. So once again, you see another that the Spirit of God comes upon them for a service. Okay. All right. Let's see. We also have in Judges 6:34. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. Abiezer was gathered after him. And then we see all three. There's so many that I can even pick from. Pastor Gene, he did 1 Samuel. He was talking about that with Samuel. We did that. And then also, let me think what else we can do. Here we go. All through Isaiah. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 11, yes. verses 1 through 2.
Yeah.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. Here we go. Another manifestation. Understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And who are we talking about? Yeshua.
That's right. And we look at all this, which is for everything was for people that were going to serve for the benefit of the Lord, what he had them to do. It was ministries, what it was all about.
It was a ministry.
That's what it was.
A ministry.
That's it.
And it said in Ezekiel 2, chapter verse 2, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, and I heard him that spake unto me. So when the Spirit entered, and this is talking about Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Ezekiel 11:5, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak, thus saith the Lord, has thou ye said, O house of Israel, for I know things that come into your mind, every one of them. And then again, we speak of Ezekiel. So you see that. And then what we're doing is kind of journeying through the Old Testament leading up to the book of Acts and to the New Testament as well. Here's a good one. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Marge.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And who we're talking about is Yeshua. Now, also that the Spirit of the Lord can come upon us, and we can do this as well. He's anointed us, Pastor James,
right.
to preach the gospel to the poor. And he has sent us to heal the brokenhearted.
We have an
as
unction
well.
To function, don't we?
We do. But also we have to have the availability for the Lord to work in us and through
right.
us and to get into the lives of to others as well.
mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, and of course, Acts chapter 2, as Donna said, verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And this is referring to the day of Pentecost. So we can all read. And then also kind of want to wrap up a little bit. 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Yes.
Ye know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. We know that. And then 1 Corinthians 7:40. But she is happier, she so abide after my judgment. I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Now also too, we have a responsibility with the Spirit of
yes.
God.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we really do. And here's the thing, what it talks about too in the Word of God. It talks about that we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
That's in Ephesians,
and,
yeah.
It is. And so what we have a responsibility of not grieving the Holy Spirit. So if you can open up your Bibles, please, to chapter 4, verse 30. And to people, our listeners, may say, well, what does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? What is our responsibility
yeah.
in that? So let's all turn to Ephesians
chapter 4. Verse 32, isn't it?
Yeah. Verse 30.
Wait a minute. Or verse 30
to,
it is.
Yes, we're going to go to 30.
Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
There you go.
Yom Kippur is talking about, yeah.
Right. And what else does it say there? It should tell us, let me see.
So that we can grieve the Holy Spirit, can't we?
Yeah, and what are ways we can grieve him? What are some of the ways?
Disobeying.
Yes.
And what else?
In verse 31,
yes,
you're talking?
Yes, verse 31.
Yeah.
Bitterness and wrath
and anger,
all that has to go, doesn't
clamor,
it?
Evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
That's right.
So we have a responsibility, Marge. Yes. We have to guard our hearts. We have to think about that because, you know, when Yeshua, the Spirit remained on him. And yes, we have the Holy Spirit, and you know, for the inheritance of that's been sealed with us, but also to that responsibility. And so, and that's what so many people can speak and maybe not have the power. Maybe they aren't walking in the power of God.
Yes.
Maybe there's some things that mm-hmm. need to be repented or come forth or whatever. And so, I mean, this is just for all of us today, because we need the Holy Spirit.
We sure
I mean,
do.
We can't, yes. listeners, you know, we can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. I mean, we have to have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the power is dunamis. You know, you hear that. Mm-hmm. You hear that, like the power, the dynamite, them dynamite we talk about. And we have to have the Holy Spirit in us. And especially, a lot of us could be walking around with addictions sometime, you know, with things that we just can't give up, you know, like fear and anxiety and depression, Pastor Donna, that we seem to keep holding on to. And you know what? We can be set free. The Spirit of God can come in and break these yokes
yep.
of
Amen.
This. We have to live in the Spirit of God because it's the anointing that comes upon us that can break that. And it's that Spirit of God that we have to have. And also, I was talking about, it says dudamahi is a word that says the ability to say I can do. Let's say I can do. And this is the only way, listeners and all of us here, that we can do anything is through the Spirit of God.
That's right.
And then we can see forth the manifestations of the Spirit coming in and through us and working through it into our lives. But without the Spirit of God, we do not abide in Him. We will walk in darkness.
Yep.
But He has brought us out of darkness into light, and He tells us we are children of light, and we are to walk in that light.
Yes.
And we walk in the light, we walk with the Spirit of God, we have victory in our life to overcome the sin and the death in our lives, and then we can manifest the Spirit of God. So I want to you know, just leave with you listeners that in our lives, sometimes we just feel like giving up. I can't do anything. We are absolutely right. If we're working and walking in the flesh, we can't do anything.
No. That's right.
We can't do anything. And so let's remember dudamahi, which says I can. And I want to leave you listeners with Philippians 4:13.
Oh, yeah.
I can do
all
things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's
so
right.
So listeners, as well as all of us here, let's walk in that dudamahi, that yes, we can do. And we can do only through the Spirit of God in us and through us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, thank you. That's awesome word of God. Amen.
Yes.
I think about what you said back in Genesis about the Spirit of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. What is that? The face of the deep is the waters.
The waters.
The waters. And what is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is water.
Yes.
It's the water. Amen. It says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. So He brought the light out. Forth. You can go forth and carry on with that, with what about the day and the night. But that if you take that to a spiritual realm and you look at it as the darkness is on the face of the water in the deep, God said, let there be light. And He separated the waters, made the heavens,
that's right.
and made the firmament. And He called it heaven. And so, and there was the deep. So, you know, I think about that, the Holy Ghost, about the water, the Spirit. It's, you know, the pouring out of the Spirit was the pouring out of the water, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was just powerful. It's just so powerful. And in the beginning, that word right there is it's Bereshit. It really means at the start. Or at the head. And the word rosh is in there, which means head.
Head.
Which means head. So here we have all these things happen in the beginning by the Spirit of God. So everything from the very beginning, at the start, happened with the Spirit.
So you think about it, the Spirit has always been there.
Absolutely.
It has never not been there.
Absolutely.
He's always been there.
And I have people on my Facebook, some people think that the catching away could be on Pentecost. Some people believe that. I know you don't teach that, Pastor Gene, but some people believe that. And, you know, things, a lot of things happened on Pentecost. There were, I don't believe there were any catching aways at that time throughout the whole Bible. But a lot of things happened on Pentecost. Those 3,000 people were saved. They talked about the marvelous works of God. People got filled with the Holy Ghost. They got saved. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. People went throughout the city. They were excited. They were on fire. And there were people from all over that came on Pentecost for that. What if it does happen on today? What if the catching away was? Well, you think the Holy Spirit's going to leave the earth? No. Because he's always been here from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So those who are looking for him, those who will be caught away, well, the church calls the rapture, they're going to go, but the Spirit of God will stay here on the earth because many people are going to be saved.
That's right.
During that tribulation, that could be the start of the tribulation. And think what's happening. In Israel, this week, they put somebody in. We need to pray for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes, we do.
Because he put someone in charge that's a homosexual of a, I can't remember what it was, but what office. But he put somebody in charge that's homosexual. You know, that's coming against what God said. And that's in, we're talking about in God's holy land, in Israel. They believe they have abortion is legal there. And now they're putting people in office that are homosexuals.
And they believe in abortion,
and
too.
And what's going to happen? What are they doing? They're bringing a curse on the land.
It's
bringing a curse on God's land. And to me, this is a picture of the last days of what's happening. That's introducing Sodom and Gomorrah back into Jerusalem, back into Israel. Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened there? God poured down,
Spirit of God rained on
that place, and he destroyed that place with brimstone
and fire.
Fire. And every one of them died. Every one of them died. And even Lot was there with his family. And most of his family stayed in that place. They were so used to sin. What's happening in America? People are so used to sin, so used to seeing all this stuff on TV and in movies.
And accepting it.
And in language and Facebook and wherever you call, all kinds of media. They're seeing all of this and hearing all of this terrible sin that's going on in our country today. And not only here, but in the world. And look what's happening. Evil is everywhere. Evil is everywhere. So, you know, I think we are coming very close to the very last days, to the very last days. And I'm not saying the catching away is going to happen today, but what if it did happen today?
Yeah.
That would mean the beginning of the tribulation.
Yes.
would be starting, and those 7 years of destruction, and many people would die. Many people would become born again because the Holy Spirit would still be here on the earth. The Holy Spirit will continue to draw people. And it says that many people will be beheaded for their faith. Many people right now are being killed and being beheaded for
over in the Middle East. It's incredible, the numbers.
It's terrible. It destroying is. Families and churches in other countries, and you know, it's like when they came against the Jewish people, right? When Hitler's time. Well, it's coming to that now with Christians. They want to stop us. Say the enemy wants to destroy us.
That's right. But they're not going to succeed because the Spirit of God will not allow that.
No.
He's hovering over this land whether people believe it or not.
Amen.
So you listeners, don't believe all that, because regardless of what's going on in the peripheral, you stay with God and you will have the victory. So,
and those who know the Lord and who are looking for the Lord, the third person of the Godhead is going to catch us away.
That's right.
He's going to catch us away. And then, you know, he will deal with the rest of the world.
That's it.
And so don't be afraid. I don't believe we'll be here when all this destruction starts.
Nope, I don't think so
either.
But
many of it's happening now. But we are going to go. So we need to be always looking up and... because Yeshua is coming back for us, so we're going to meet him in the sky. Amen, right, Margie?
Amen.
And I know Margie has something to say. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Everything that's been said today has been so wonderful.
I know, and I was going to talk about in Acts chapter 3. Well, I'm not going to go ahead.
We can do that next week.
We can continue about
part 4.
Manifestations.
This is going to go on for a while.
We need the manifestation.
Yes, we do.
We sure do.
That's why the Holy Ghost is here. See, this program's not going to last for, it's not going to be like 4 manifestations, 5 manifestations.
Right.
This is week 6, week 7. No, it's a continuing thing because the Holy Spirit is always at work.
And he's moving all the time.
He just doesn't come around at certain seasons.
That's right.
I mean, we know about when the Holy Ghost was poured out, but that happened once, but And the Holy Ghost can be poured out on you right now.
Right
now. Any day. Yeah. Any day, any night of the year, any time.
Just drop in
so
and see him, Lord.
Just look at it as this time, because this is the time the Holy Ghost was poured out, like you talked about in the Old Testament when they were on the mountains and Moses got the word of the Lord. And there was fire, and the people were afraid. And they said, we don't want to hear from God anymore. Yeah. Moses, you talk to us. We don't want to hear from God anymore. Well, now we hear from God through the Holy Ghost. So he's always talking to somebody, every
right.
time,
all the time.
Okay, Miss Margie.
Praise the Lord.
We've covered all our territory already.
Yes, thank you, Lord. And I've been counting the Omer with the Lord these last 51 days. Because of ever cleansing, we're not perfect, and so I choose to
stay close to the
take
mic.
A checking in my life day by day. But I especially was doing this during the counting of the Omer.
Yes.
Amen. So I'd like to talk about the manifestations. And the Lord showed me this week, if we could go to Matthew chapter 11
okay.
and verse 28 and 29. And when you come to the Lord, when you give your heart to Jesus and ask the Lord to come in and ask forgiveness of your sins, the manifestations of His very being comes into you. It's mm-hmm. transferred. So I'd like to share just a little bit about the essence of Jesus' character.
Okay.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, actually. In verse 28.
What? Matthew 11?
Matthew 11.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now we know that the people in the world, is there anyone that will say that to you?
If you're
so downtrodden and your burdens are heavy laden, but Jesus does.
Yeah.
And he says in 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And that's what we're doing today. We're learning more about Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Rest in your suke.
So I was thinking about in our flesh, before we come to the Lord, our yoke can be very, very burdensome. And there's really no way for the people to really take it off. And Jesus is offering this to us when we come to him. Take off your burden
yeah.
and take on mine. It's light and it's easy.
Take my yoke, he says.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So where does the yoke go? It's around somebody's neck, isn't it? It's an animal's neck, yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be removed. You think about this, think about oxen, when they yoke them together. If the two are not working together, nothing will be done. If you try to yoke an ox with a cow, it'll
yes.
never work. And they're going to be battling with one another.
Yes.
So he says, I'm going to take that yoke off of you completely, and it'll be removed.
Mm.
And Our yoke is connected with him.
That's
so
right.
But we have to do something.
That's right. We do.
We have to take the yoke and we have to agree with it.
We have to agree with it.
So, I mean, if we're going to take the yoke and then not agree, then, you know, we're like fighting against the Holy
Ghost. That's right.
Amen. That's correct.
He wants to take all of our burdens upon himself.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Philippians 4, 7 and 8, it's about the Lord's, his very essence, his way, his character. And as we take off our old yoke and put his on, this shows you all the essence of Jesus. And I would like to read this.
Where are we at?
Philippians 4, 7 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
Philippians
okay.
4, 7 and 8
all right.
and 9.
Okay.
Thank you, Father. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
And as I thought on these things, the Lord was showing me, this is Him. And this is how we can have our peace. If we're thinking about unkind things about one another, if we're thinking to hurt somebody, that's not God's. That's not the Lord. And so we can't have that peace. And only He can give that to us.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 9, those things which ye have both learned, and we are learning every day, and have received and heard and seen in me, do them. He's asking us to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And the God of peace shall be with you. And how can we do this? It's only by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He's the only one that can help us to do this. And I also had a few other scriptures about the essence of God, if we have time. God is omnipresent.
Absolutely.
And omnipotence, I'm sorry.
He's present too, yeah.
Yes. He's all powerful. He has no physical limitations like man. He has power over wind, water, and gravity, as we just talked about in Genesis. His power is infinite or limitless. And if we could go to Job.
Good old Job, huh?
If somebody would like to, maybe I can find that. Job 37. Okay.
Okay.
Job 37 and 23.
What is it again?
Job 37.
Okay.
And 23.
Okay.
Touching the Almighty, we cannot find Him out. He is excellent in power.
Ooh.
And in judgment and in plenty of justice, He will not afflict. God is omniscience. He is aware of the past, the present, and the future. Nothing takes Him by surprise. He knows all there is to know and all that can be known. Also in Job 21, I'd like to back that up with scripture, please. Job 21 and 23.
In what chapter? In Job what?
Oh, Job 21.
Okay. Verse what?
I have 23.
Okay.
I believe it's in 22.
Okay.
In verse 22, shall any teach God knowledge?
Yeah.
Is there anybody to teach Him?
That's right.
I don't think so. Seeing He judgeth those that are high.
That's right.
Amen. And in First Chronicles. Thank you, Father. First Chronicles 28. and verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee.
Yes.
But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Mm.
And the other thing is omnipresence. He's capable of being everywhere.
That's hard to comprehend when you think about it. He can be everywhere at the same time.
How does he do that?
Yeah.
How does he know all of our petitions and prayers?
Yeah. Just think, every believer, if they all pray at the same time, how does he distinguish with all that? But see, he's God. He can do it. He hears us all. That's a manifestation right there, boy.
Yes. Yeah. He's capable of being everywhere at the
same time.
His divine presence encompasses the whole universe. He inhabits everything. And in Psalms 139, I'd like to go. These are
you know, when he died on the cross.
Yes.
And you know, he went to hell for those 3 days and all that. But when he set those captives free, when they came out, well, the Spirit of God then was available because of what Christ did. Yes. For everyone. It was available everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I think about, you know, you're talking about the first covenant. You know, the only people that had the Spirit of God upon them was kings, priests, and prophets.
Yes.
And it was from time to time, not all the time. But after he came out of the grave, well, we have it all the time. Not sometime, but all the time.
That's a good point.
That's right.
What a gift.
That's right.
That he's given to us.
It's incredible to think about it.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Margie.
Yes, thank you, Father. In Psalms 139, verses 7 through 10, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Can we hide from the Lord?
No way, huh?
Is that what he's saying here? Can we hide from him?
Nope.
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Sounds good.
Glory to God.
Well, there's so much you can talk about with this. I mean, this could go on for the rest of the year and go on even more so, you know.
Probably will.
So we got about 5 minutes. I always want to give people an opportunity to receive this marvelous man that God gave his name, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior and our Messiah. Give him an opportunity to come into your life, and you'll never be the same again. And we're not saying things will be perfect after that, but the thing is, your heart's going to have peace. Things won't bother you like it used to, and you'll be able to deal with people in a greater way. And so it's a simple thing. You can read Romans chapter 10 if you got a Bible, or if someone would read it to you at home or whatever. How simple it is, you know. If we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the grave, if we believe that, we're going to be saved. And so what happens? With heart faith, we make that acknowledgement to him. And with our mouth, what? Confession is made unto salvation. So if you haven't done that today, take a moment. Think about your life. Where are you at right now? If you died today, where would you go? That's a thought a lot of people don't think about. But if you died today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven to be with the God forever? Or would you go to hell to be with the enemy, Hasatan, for the rest of the history of the world? No. We want you, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. So the only way you're going to do that is to accept one man that came, the only man that never sinned. He never did one thing wrong. He was the innocent man. And God chose him to send his only begotten son to the earth. That the blood that was shed on Calvary from him, for you and I, washed away all of our sins, and it'll do the same thing for you. The ones in this room right now, we've had them all washed away because we've accepted Yeshua into our life. And as we go on, well, then that we know that blood's going to continue to cover us. Even when they came out of Egypt, remember, they put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel. As long as they stayed in their house, in the house, protection. Hear me? In the house, there was protection. Yes. We're in the house of God. If you come to Him, serve Him, walk with Him, keep Him in your heart all the time over anything else, well, then we're covered. We're covered by the blood of Yeshua. So hallelujah, we thank God. No matter what we've done, all we have to do, you listening, all you have to do, if you've ever sinned, just come to the Lord. And you got some burden on your heart that you've maybe something you committed, you thought God would never forgive you. He said He's faithful and just to forgive you. If you'll acknowledge that with Him, He'll remove it from you, and your sins will be washed away. You'll become white as snow, as Isaiah said in chapter 1. And so it's all about Him. There's no other way. You hear a lot of things today on TV and radio about different religious groups and this and that. There's no one that has a Savior that ever died and rose from the grave. His grave is empty. He's not there. He's alive and well today. And so we thank You for taking this time this afternoon just to examine your heart. You know, this might be your last day on this earth. As we said, I don't want to wish anything bad on you, but it could be. It could be this day. So it's the most important decision that we can ever make, is to know that we belong to the Messiah and we've asked Him to come into our life. And He's there with you day and night. I say this all the time. He's as close as the mention of His name, Yeshua, Jesus. Jesus, I need help. I need You. The Bible says what? He says, I'm a ready help in time of need. And you might, if you're not saved right now, you have a need. You need Him more than your next breath, because He's got it in His hands. He takes and counts every breath that you have. So we're asking you to make that decision today. Think about it. If you have, give us a call. Call us at area code 772-285-7007 and let us know what happened. Or you can call WCNO here at 221-1100 and tell us what happened. We can pray with you and encourage you. Amen.
Praise
so praise
Lord.
God for
Amen.
That.
Amen. I want to mention that we do have Shabbat this afternoon. This is the day Pentecost, so we come and join us at the Alliance Church at 2 p.m. if you can. And so we just want to celebrate Pentecost
yes.
with everyone. And I just want to think about what it says at the end of chapter 2 in Acts. It says they were continually together,
oh boy,
breaking bread. Amen. And what was happening? Praising God and having favor with all people. And the church added to the church such as should be saved. People are still being added to the church of Jesus Christ.
Somebody just got saved while we prayed here a
Amen.
Moment ago.
Yes. So call the radio program. Call us. Get in a good church and learn the Word of God. Read the Bible. Amen. We want to say Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest to all of us, to all of you. Margie's going to blow the shofar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One day we're
Hallelujah.
Going to hear that. So
Glory.
We tell you as we close to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.
Standard of truth.